Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good day and welcome. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show. We're glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. They're going to give you 11 chances to get to Summerfest as a VIP. Go to cousinsubs.com/biggiggiveaway. They are teaming up with our friends down at Summerfest at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater during Summerfest. 11 big concerts, 11 chances to win. Each VIP concert package gets you a couple of tickets, a parking pass, gift cards, and so much more. Some good gear. 11 people will win this one-of-a-kind experience, and it could be you. So you can enter daily at cousinsubs.com/biggiggiveaway. cousinsubs.com/biggiggiveaway and experience your best Summerfest ever. Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And Bart Starr passing away this weekend. We've had dealings with him, myself, Mike Clemens. I could call Bart a friend because... Just had so many years of our paths crossing and chatting on the phone between him and Cherry. And Mike, you covered Bart for a long, long time as well. And while it wasn't shocking, it was somewhat of a sad day because you knew eventually the end was going to be upon us.
Well, I was a little surprised, and this is why. And this is the way my week has been going. When we're in the off season or between these OTAs, I try and also spend a little time when I maybe get to some books that have been written. And I also try and spend a little more time sometimes in history, more and more in the last few years. I've been trying to dig up more and learning more about Don Hutson, other eras of the Packers or in the National Football League. And I also watched a couple of NFL Lifetimes on the NFL Network, A Football Life, that series. And there's some good ones. There's a really good one that's out on Mike Holmgren. Some things that, I learned in that one that I didn't know about. But his time is at BYU and coaching Steve Young. In between, before he ended up, working with him with the 49ers. And as I looked at that, I thought, I don't think I've ever seen one on Bart Starr. And I looked it up, and through 8 years of episodes, they still haven't done one on Bart Starr yet.
Yeah.
And I was like,
how do you leave that out?
Well, all I can think of is, Bill, there's one of these things where, Don Hutson would come back every year when I was in my 20s and 30s, starting to cover the team. And then he passed away in the mid-90s or so. And it wasn't until about 5 years after he was gone that Lee Remmel, the longtime PR director, took me and another reporter and said, let me show you something, you guys. Because Lee got to see Don Hutson play when he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled out a night of tapes, and it was like, oh, my gosh, this guy looked like he had gone back in time, that he'd made a time transfer. Don Hutson looked like Jerry Rice on a 1940s football field. Just amazing. And I just wish that the NFL or people in television did a better job of showing some of these guys were unbelievable. Forget about the leather helmets and all that. They invented things in the game. And I wonder if it's the same thing about Bart Starr, that, you got to be 55, 60 years old to remember any time from his playing career. And no sooner did I have that thought about a week ago than my text goes off on Sunday morning that Bart has passed. Now, this is what's surprising. 3 weeks ago, on a Saturday night, I'm in Green Bay with Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson, and sitting at our tables, Mason Crosby and his lovely wife, Molly, and then Jordy Nelson comes and sits down with us, and it's for Ted Thompson being inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame. And at the banquet, 1,500 people there in the atrium, they give away the Bart Starr Integrity Award. And that's to Cliff Kristol, the longtime Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter, covered the Packers 34 years. Now he's actually the Packers team historian. Great candidate for the Bart Starr Integrity Award because of the way Cliff reported, man. He was great. So they give this award. Bart Jr. is there, but he says, I got a special surprise here for my folks in Alabama. And he plays this video up on the big jumbotron there in the atrium. And there's Bart at home just, you know, a few days before that in a little video he shot. There's Bart sitting up in a chair. He's got a Duke. He's got an NFL football in his hand. And he looks and sounds great.
Okay, Packers fans, here we go.
And he throws the football across the room to his little grandson.
Right.
Like, wow. I mean, from where he was a couple of years ago, that sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Play that again, Nick.
Okay, Packers fans, here we go.
Yeah. He's throwing the ball. And so then Cherry
very
comes.
Very lucid, very, very fluid, you know, not struggling.
Yeah, so then his wife, Cherry, she comes on and congratulates Cliff and everybody involved in Ted Thompson being inducted that night.
Bart and I are so deeply honored to have an award in our name, and I'm forever proud to be married to the man who set such high standards. I'm pleased to tell all of you that Bart has shown remarkable progress this year, and we are so excited about the coming football season. If things continue to improve with Bart, we hope to make another trip to see our Packers play this year. And thank you for all the love and support you've shown us for over 60 years now. We hope you have a wonderful evening, and we love you.
Hope you have a great evening.
Bart, hey, good night, everybody.
Right.
And big applause.
It's a mic drop.
Yeah. And I'm we're clapping. I'm thinking, well, wouldn't that be great? They could come back for a game during the LaFleur era. Well, that'd be great. So Sunday morning, my text goes off. It's like, Bart's passed away. Like, oh, what happened? Mm-hmm. Just 3 weeks later. So I want to take listeners back to 5 years ago. And Bill, you're going to MC the annual Lombardi Foundation dinner at the Pfister Hotel downtown Milwaukee. Beautiful facility. When Vince Lombardi passed away from cancer, Bart Starr, Jerry Kramer, all those guys, Paul Hornung, they all got together and put together these different fundraisers. The annual golf outing, the annual dinner in the spring, and they've raised millions of dollars and created the Vince Lombardi Foundation for Cancer Research. And so we're on the way to that event. Robin Yount's going to be honored that night.
Mm-hmm.
They bring back these great Wisconsin athletes every year to honor them. So it's going to be Robin Yount. And Bart and Cherry are going to come because they've run this thing every year. You remember those people telling me, what's Bart really? I mean, what's his role? I go, pff. It's like we say to Bart when he comes to the board meetings, like back in the 90s, you know, you think you could get, it'd be great if we could get General Schwarzkopf on. 1 second, then he'll leave, you know, come back 15 minutes later. It's a done deal. Like, how did, you know, Bart Starr, man, he had the address book. He had the connections. He could bring these people in and the people that put those foundation dinners on. That's, you know, that was his calling card. So we're on the way to the event and you tell me, I think Bart and Cherry are going to step down tonight.
Yeah.
I said, my jaw drops. Like, well, what's going on? Now, 2 years before this night, when we're at the Pfister, Bart was doing a speech. He was about 78 years old at the time, up in Madison, and he fainted. It was just before Christmas.
Right.
A couple of years before that. And then he gathered himself, and he checked out okay. But about a year and a half after that, then that's when you said people are starting to notice he's struggling.
Here's what, this is a little behind the scenes, and I've only told this a couple of times, but we would always do the rehearsal the early day of the event. And we got in to do the rehearsal, and Bart was always there.
Right.
I got the job because Bart couldn't make it. He called me.
Oh, okay.
He hurt his back years ago when they were celebrating Hank Aaron, and he called me.
So that's how he
and
became
said
the
we
MC.
Like, that's when I became the MC because Bart always did it. Right. And so they called me, so I was always there. Well, Bart wasn't there. And I said, where's Bart at? And I saw he's downstairs. I said, okay. 5 minutes later, he comes walking out of the back. Now, we'd always come up the main elevator into the lobby of the Pfister Ballroom and then walk
through the front door.
Through the front doors. Bart came up through the back. I'm like, what's going on? He was in a wheelchair. But he would come up the back elevator in a wheelchair and then get out of the wheelchair and walk. He never wanted anybody to see that he wasn't doing well.
So, and you know, it was through that, your friendship with them, that I got to know Cherry Starr a little bit more.
Yeah.
And you know the old saying about, you know, the behind the man is the woman, you know, the partner.
Oh yeah.
And she's so sharp. And, I mean, he's a great football player and organized and all that, but she fills in everything else around him.
She protects him. Took care of him and protected him.
And the fact that, you know, from what this guy went through with two strokes and a heart attack 5 years ago, the fact that they were even contemplating he'd come back to Green Bay 3 weeks ago, that's because of Cherry. So you're right. I mean, Cherry stood up to the podium that night 5 years ago at the Lombardi dinner and said, "Tonight's our last one."
It is with great sadness that Barr and I are announcing our retirement this evening for personal and health reasons. 3 weeks ago, Bart celebrated his 80th birthday with a... with a party with 250 of our most intimate friends. I want to tell you that we will be celebrating our 60th wedding anniversary, May 8th. And honestly, if someone had told me 60 years ago, when we were both 20 years old and getting married, that someday I would be sleeping with an 80-year-old man, I might have reconsidered.
Pretty funny. Yeah. Pretty funny line. Now, Bart Starr, when you had him on, you know, live for interviews and you would talk about Vince Lombardi, you know, how can the quiet kid from Alabama get along with the volatile New Yorker, the volcano known as Vince Lombardi? And he told this story several times, but I found the original back in the 1960s on NFL Films on when he told Lombardi, "Look, man, if I'm going to be your quarterback, you got to stop embarrass me in front of the rest of the team."
I told him, I said, "Look, coach, I said, I can take all of the chewing you want to dish out." And I said, "I understand your personality, and that's all well and good." And I said, "That doesn't bother me." I said, "But what does bother me is the fact that you're telling the team one thing, that you're expecting certain things of your leaders, of your quarterbacks, and you expect me to go out there and lead them." And I said, "I can't do that if you're going to chew me out in front of them." I said, "Now, if I've got a chewing out coming, fine, but do it in the privacy of this office where you apologize to me when you know you're wrong." I said, "Otherwise, don't ever expect me to go out there and be your leader." And he never, ever raised his voice to me again.
Which he, like you said, he's told that story numerous times. But he was right. Lombardi agreed with him, and he was right. Never chewed him out in public again.
Major course, mid-course correction in that relationship, and that's how those two survived and won all those football games for years after that. So then, you know, Lombardi leaves Green Bay. He's going to become a head coach of the Redskins, you know, kind of cleanse the palate, wipe off the slate, start off new. But then Lombardi, before he's going to have a full year with the Redskins, the doorbell rings to Bart and Cherry's house in Green Bay in the spring, and there's Vince Lombardi at the door. And so he comes in and says, "Hi, how you doing?" And they have a little coffee and a little small talk. And Vince seems to be a little bit nervous. And at one point, Cherry says, "You know, Vince, because of everything you did for us and for the Packers, this is how we were able to build this lovely addition to our home." And Vince gets a little choked up and walks out the door and leaves. 6 months later, Bart and Cherry are on a plane to Washington, D.C. because Vince is battling cancer and unconscious. Mm-hmm. And after they leave the hospital, Bart turns to Cherry and says, "You know what? When he came to see us that day last spring, he came to tell us he was sick. He just never got around to it."
Yeah.
Bart told that story and then talked in what turned out to be his final speech, and that night you were emceeing, saying goodbye and thank you to people in Wisconsin.
"You've heard us talk many times about how much we loved Coach Lombardi, working for him, playing for him, being with him. Some people come into our lives and quickly go, like waves briefly touching the shore. Some people stay for a while and give us a deeper understanding of what is truly important in this life. They touch our souls. And because of the footprints they leave on our hearts, we will never, ever be the same. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for coming and the commitment you've made for so many years. and the people that you have helped as a result of all of that. Thank you very much.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Just a story from the great Jerry Kramer about Bart Starr, who passed this past weekend. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio, our Green and Gold Insider. I'm Bill Michaels on the Bill Michaels Show. Just so many stories about Bart. I had told one, Mike, going back to the Vince Lombardi Cancer Award of Excellence dinner ball, where, remember the year that he invited a couple of friends of mine? The woman had cancer, and her and her husband and their son, and Bart came over, who couldn't hardly walk. That's when he announced they're retiring. That was his last one. Who called me up. I talked to him about a week ahead of time, and he said, you get them there, no matter what it takes, as our guest. And he came over and treated them like they were their kids.
I know, and I remember kind of helping Bart get up to that step to where that couple was, and then she passed away like a month later.
She passed away just almost immediately after that.
And she said, those two, they touch people's lives like that every day.
She said, as short of the birth of her son and the marriage to her husband, that was the best day of her life. And then just after that, passed away. And by the way, for those that are wondering, she had stage 4 and had been fighting it for almost a year and just didn't have it in her anymore. She said it's going to take its course. It is what it is. But Bart and Sherry came over and sat with them for a long time.
So here's why, if NFL Films gets around and does a football life on Bart Starr, it's going to be a two-parter. It's going to take 2 hours. He's born in Montgomery, Alabama. His dad serves in the war, comes back, works for the State Highway Department. And Bart's got a brother, Hilton. Dad nicknamed him Bubba Starr. And he thought that Hilton was probably going to be the athlete. Until this weird accident one day, Hilton steps on a dog bone in the backyard and dies 3 days later of tetanus. And Bart's father, Ben, was just distraught and turned on Bart for the rest of his life. Ripping him. He could never make him proud. I mean, they were separated just because his father was so upset after that accident. Bart plays football, Lanier High School, track, baseball, gets recruited by Alabama just before Bear Bryant got there. He was thinking about going to Kentucky, where Bear Bryant was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He plays for Alabama. He gets involved in they lure him into some stupid hazing thing, and they jack up his back. He's a football player. Now, he doesn't report. He doesn't snitch on these guys. He tells the coaches, oh, yeah, I was out punting, and that's how I screwed up my back. But he missed some playing time at Alabama. That's why he goes in the 17th round of the Green Bay Packers. He gets to Green Bay, and no one thinks that this guy can play quarterback. Then, you know, they've got a horrible record, so they bring in Vince Lombardi in 1959. And Lombardi didn't start him. It wasn't until that story you heard from Jerry Kramer, when he beat the Bears that day, 24-0, that everybody said, wait a minute, this guy could be a quarterback. What was Bart Starr like as a football player? Well, he was accurate. He was an accurate passer. And he was a smart passer, too. Merlin Olsen, the great defensive lineman for the Rams, fearsome foursome, became the broadcaster. He talked about facing Starr.
The perfect coach's quarterback, in a sense that if Lombardi said, here are the 6,000 things I want you to do, Bart would go out and do probably almost all of those 6,000 things. And he always played the percentages. Smart percentage player. Not a gambler. In other words, if he had a back who was covering a receiver tight, the ball was always low. Bart knew that there was a chance that the ball wouldn't be caught, but no chance that it would be intercepted if it was thrown that way.
Nothing flashy, but fundamentally sound. You know, he had 294 consecutive passes without an interception, which was unheard of back in the day. It was still a running football game back then. Zeke Borkowski was his backup, and they thought, well, was Starr conservative? No, man. He went for it on fourth down.
Bart Starr is probably one of the purest gentlemen you'll ever want to meet. But on the football field, he'll cut your heart out and show it to you. He probably completed more fourth down and one passes than anybody in pro football. People don't remember him as that, but I have, because I am on the sidelines and listen to the discussion, and Coach Lombardi say, what's he going to call? Is he going to run it on fourth and one? I said, Coach, you can bet he's going to throw it.
Calm, cool, in the pocket, playing under pressure. And then it's 16 below. It's the Ice Bowl. You got 65 yards to go. It's 17-14, and your team is old. It's old. It's beat up against a young Dallas Cowboys team. And still, he figures out short dink and dunk passes is the best thing to do on the footing. He gets down. They try and run it in a couple times, and he comes over to Lombardi.
We had a lead play on short yardage situations, wedging on Jethro Pugh because his charge angle was like this. You could get to him and knock him back. He didn't get underneath you like the other defensive linemen. I took a timeout. I ran to the sidelines. I said, Coach, the fullback can't get up there because he's slipping and sliding. I said, I'm standing upright. I can shuffle my feet and just lunge in, run the same play. And this is exactly what Coach Lombardi said, which was so typical of this man. He said, well, then run it. And let's get the hell out of here.
That's the story he's told for years and years.
I'm going to miss that laugh. Five NFL championships, MVP of the first two Super Bowls, 16-year NFL career playing for the Packers. Only one other player has played that many years for Green Bay, Brett Favre. Bart Starr was 85.
Mm-hmm. The one story that regarding my dad, I grew up a Packers fan because of my mom and dad. They loved Bart Starr. They loved Al McGuire. They loved Digger Phelps. I mean, there's a lot of teams that I was exposed to growing up in Ohio. But when I got here, I got tickets for my dad from the Packers when I was working with the Packers Radio Network. And I got tickets for my dad to go. And I knew Bart was coming up. And I'd been working with Bart a few years. And I said, hey, you know, my dad would just love to meet you. If you find it in yourself to be able to do so, let me know. He said, okay, no problem. So he said, well, where did he get the tickets? I said, well, our friend Aaron Popke at the time did some stuff with the radio network. Aaron said, hey, I think I can get you a pair, you know, let you know. That was back in the day we can go on the field. Remember that? So we got there really early, like I do, you know, 4 or 5 hours before the game. And I'm walking my dad around. We went to Kroll's and everything. And I said, let's go to the stadium. So we go to the stadium and I got my dad down on the field and got his picture next to the goalpost. And you can see the Packers sign in the background and everything. And about mid-game, just after half, my dad calls me. Now, my dad's down in the stands. He's watching it with my nephew. But my dad's down in the stands, and he says, you're never going to guess. I said, what? He said, Bart Starr was just here. I said, get the hell out of here. He's not walking around the stands. What, are you stupid? He said, no. I found Bart up in the suite, you know, because Bart would sit with upstairs, you know, in the suite. And I went to Bart, and he said, yeah, I called and found out where the ticket numbers were. I told you I'd meet your dad. He said, but I knew you were busy. So Bart and Cherry go out into the stands with the fans.
To say hi.
To go down and then shuffle across a row.
Sign autographs, pose for pictures.
No, just, you know, said hi to somebody, people. But he went down to sit with my dad. He sat with my dad for almost 10 minutes.
Somebody asked me this morning, how big a footprint did Bart Starr leave with the Packers? I go, you know that 30-year waiting list for tickets?
Yeah.
That started with Bart Starr.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt. Great stuff, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. We shared a lot of good memories with Bart.
I appreciate
and he'll be missed.
Bringing me in.
No doubt. Good stuff. I'm going to go and take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Great stuff from Mike Clemens, remembering Bart Starr. Hey, remember this season and the upcoming seasons with the Milwaukee Bucks Pro Shop at the Fiserv Forum, open for all the latest Bucks merchandise. You can stop by and shop online as well. Shop.bucks.com. Shop.bucks.com. You can go there and check out what the Fiserv Forum has to offer regarding Milwaukee Bucks stuff. The Deer District, that's the place to be all year round. You can enjoy the beer garden, which is open. Plaza right there out in front. The bars, the restaurants, the Deer District's also going to feature special events, including outdoor movies this year on the big screen, and they're going to have a series of fitness classes, all for free, by the way. This Wednesday, there's live music out there in the beer garden. Every Wednesday this summer from 5 to 8, you can stop by the Deer District and check it out for yourself. Go to deerdistrict.com for all the details there. You can get a guided tour of the Fiserv Forum, which is now available. You can go to bucks.com/Fiserv Forum Tours. Fiserv Forum Tours. And the Bucks season tickets, they're also on sale coming up for next season. You can go to bucks.com for that as well. So plenty of things going on down at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District. And by the way, some of the great benefits you can count on with a full season membership. They call it a membership. It's full season tickets. You get access to a dedicated account service representative, priority seating when you talk about renewals, playoff priorities as well, access to exclusive member events, big savings. There's access to exclusive member areas, by the way, only for members within a certain seating location. But nevertheless, a lot of priority stuff going on at the Fiserv Forum with the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's do this. Dave's been on hold a while. He's listening to us in Dayton, Ohio. And Dave, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I grew up in Green Bay, about a mile from Bart Starr's house. And, you know, we'd be out on the waiting for the bus in the morning, and almost every morning you'd see him driving by. Every time he'd wave, and, you know, to us kids, that was like the hand of God, you know, waving to you. And another, Bart Starr's name was in the phone book.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, there was a game that Bart was coaching. This was in December of 1980. And they had just been humiliated by the Bears. 61-7, I think, was the score. Packers got back late to the airport in Green Bay after midnight. And Bart and Cherry were driving home, going over the Fox River. And they saw a car pulled over. And they saw a guy walking away from the car. So Bart and Cherry continued. Bart took and dropped his wife off at his house, went back, got on the highway, went all the way back, got off the highway, got back on to go in the other direction, picked that guy up, took him to the gas station. He had run out of gas and, you know, got him gas. That was Bart Starr. That was the kind of guy that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to imagine any coach or anybody like that doing something like that these days. And just an incredible man to be around. And, yeah, he's going to be sorely missed.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I appreciate the phone call, and thanks for sharing the memory. It was, I think there was a story like that where he was actually down in Alabama and saw somebody on the side of the road walking in like a Packers shirt. And he said, look, you know, him and Cherry picked him up and said, hey, no Packers fan's going to end up walking. So ended up picking him up and taking him to where they needed to go because their car had broken down. But look, there's tons of stories like that, tons of stories like that. And just such a, I mean, what do you say? Like I said before, look, when people say, well, what kind of, Mike had asked this question, what kind of a footprint did Bart Starr leave? And Bart Starr, you can look at the 30,000, 50,000, 70,000 people waiting for tickets for the Green Bay Packers. You can just say, okay, that started with Bart Starr. Okay, that I agree with. But if you really, really, really want to see an impression as to somebody's life, whether it's as an athlete or as a person, and I said this earlier today, I was doing a couple of different interviews. Do one thing as Bart would have done it. You know, take the time to talk to somebody. Take the time to say hello. You know, whatever. That's the way you do it. You know, because if you want the legacy to live on, let the legacy live on by the way you act through a guy like Bart. Because, like I said, for as much as we are going to miss the athlete and the face of the Green Bay Packers, I think the world's a little bit less of a place because you lost the man. It's just my opinion, but I just thought he was such a terrific guy. You'd always walked away going, you know, I hope I love my wife the way he loves his wife. I hope I love my kids and take care of them the way he takes care of his. I hope he loves fans and people in general the way I would like to do that and emulate that, because it was just, he'd just be a better person because of it. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. We're going to be talking with Jeremy Jeffress. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break, an early break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Final segment as well. Jeremy Jeffress, reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers, going to be joining us next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We're certainly glad you're here. We certainly appreciate it. Hey, don't forget, coming up tomorrow night at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, oh my God, it's back, and I cannot wait. Wednesday Night Live has returned to the Budweiser Pavilion in the Wisconsin State Fair Park. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. The music series begins tomorrow night, and we hope to see you out there. Gates open up at 6. Music begins at 7. And all night long, good food, good brews, good beverages. Bring a chair. By the way, it's free admission. Free admission. If you want to park a car, it's like $6. A motorcycle, absolutely free, but free admission to get in. We hope to see you tomorrow out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And let's do this. Let's bring in our reliever, Jeremy Jeffress. Let's do it.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffress deals, and he struck him out, and the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family owned.
My goodness, Jeffress slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
Joining us now, the Schneider Orange Hotline, our reliever Jeremy Jeffress hanging out with us. JJ, how you been, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing okay. For a while the spotlight was away from the Brewers, I'm sure you know, as the Milwaukee Bucks had the spotlight. But now that the Bucks are out of the postseason, now we're all paying attention to Brewers baseball 100% all over again. And, you know, you guys sit just a half game back. What's the thought right now? Because you guys had a couple of series that were up and down, and then you get one out of two from the Reds. You beat the Twins last night. So give me the thoughts.
Good, man. I do want to give a huge congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. They had a great, outstanding season. Each one of those players, they play their guts out, and it was fun to watch. I had floor seats in every game that I was at. It was just amazing. So congratulations to them on their season. But honestly, man, we are right now playing some good baseball. We're honestly trying to make it through the season. It's been a long month for some reason, man. Cold one, hot one. But we're right where we need to be. Everybody's still healthy, and we're still ready to go.
Now, let me ask you this. When you talk about a cold one, if they would have put the camera on Jeremy Jeffress, would you have been able to stand up and chug the beer the way everybody else did?
No, I don't drink beer, man. Beer is not my forte. If I had to drink a beer, it'd be like a Coors or something, or Miller. But, you know, I don't think I could chug beer like that. My body wouldn't be able to take care of it.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're in the beer state, but, you know, hey. What is your beverage of choice? If you're going to relax, what is it?
If I'm going to relax, I would like a huge, tall glass of strawberry lemonade or a huge glass of Fanta grape soda.
Fanta grape soda, I'm liking that.
Yes,
that's taking me back some years, man.
I'm telling you, it's refreshing. That's what you look for when you drink a drink, a refreshing
drink. There you go.
And that's my go-to.
If you down a thing of Fanta grape soda, you've got one hell of a belch coming after that, just so you know. You know that, right?
I could do it. The next season, I'm gonna see if they want to. If they want to let me try it.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that. Hey, so you personally, you're throwing the ball really well right now. You feeling really good?
Yeah, very well. Had a scary moment last night, but everything that I've been doing, just trying to attack hitters, just trying to make sure they put the ball in play.
Yeah.
Try to limit my walks. Had a few walks here and there, but just trying to limit everything because, trying to attack hitters and making sure that they're swinging at pitches that I want them to swing at. So, but in all, I do feel great. Counts has given me a lot of rest and making sure that I am prepared each time I go out. So, I think every time I do, I am prepared.
Hey, speaking of scary moments, Gio, last night, you got that line drive that comes back. When you see stuff like that, hey, first of all, when something like that happens, you don't get a chance to think, do you?
No. That was all reaction time. It literally, I didn't see it until it probably got like 6 to 10 inches from my face.
Yeah,
that's how crazy it was. And I thought it was a base hit up the middle, and then it just two-seamed right to my face, man. I don't know. He stayed inside of it, and it just came right there. So
now I'm glad I was going to say, because I saw Gio go through that, you go through that. I remember go back to who was the Reds pitcher that went through that, the reliever?
Miley? Was it Miley?
I don't think it was Miley. It was Chapman. Chapman got hit with a line drive. Chapman got hit with a line. They had to cut his whole head open because of the contusion he had. I mean, there's no way to prepare for that, is there?
No, man. Honestly, you pitch to locations where they try not to hit it back at you. So, it was a good pitch down the zone. And like I said, he stayed inside of it. And you just can't. You just got to react, man. That's all I did, honestly, was react. And I guess I got quick enough reflexes.
Yeah.
I caught it.
That was I'm sitting here watching that again. Because that's like one of the that was on SportsCenter all over the place. That's not the way you want to make SportsCenter, but at least you caught the damn thing, right?
Yeah, it's not the way you want to make it, but I mean it's very it's an honor to be top number one on that thing. It's amazing.
Hey, now the all the references to the Matrix come up. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see everything about the Matrix, but I kept telling people he did get hit on like the last bullet.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to go to the Matrix too often because then eventually you die.
Eventually,
just throw it out there, man. Call it what it is. So you got another one against Minnesota. Minnesota was a hot team that you guys were going up against. Now, then you get back into the regular, portion of your schedules. You got four against Pittsburgh, which is a divisional foe. You got to go into PNC. Yeah. How is PNC to play in? Because we know that Great American Wrigley and Miller Park, that's a homer's ballpark. But is Pittsburgh's PNC a homer's ballpark?
I wouldn't say it's a homer's ballpark. It's just, honestly, that park, too much to say about it. Like, honestly, when I go there, the feeling that I get is, it's honestly like a playoff game. The team is one thing, but like the atmosphere there, it's almost like it's like St. Louis. Like when you go to St. Louis, dude, it's like that. Every game there is like a playoff game.
Hmm.
And Pittsburgh, I feel like Pittsburgh is the same way. It's kind of a it's our division rival, so they're gonna play like it is a playoff game. So honestly, every time I go there, the park is beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. The river's right there, the bridge. But like I said, the atmosphere of it, it's almost like a playoff game each game.
Yeah, well, you got seven of them coming up against Pittsburgh in the next 10 games after you get out of Minnesota. So you guys are going to see those guys a whole bunch. It's always a pleasure, man. I am glad that you're okay. I'm glad you didn't take one in right in the head or anything like that. And we're making a call from the hospital. But, man, glad you're okay. Cat-like reflexes. You got to wear a black jacket, black sunglasses, black T-shirt, little Keanu Reeves, Matrix stuff. You're good to go. And I would start showing up at the ballpark like that. Seriously, man. Start making that your motif.
I might do that in Pittsburgh.
All right, buddy. You take care. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
There you go. Jeremy Jeffress, safe, which is good news. Man, that was...
Jeremy Jeffress on the Bill Michaels Show, sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family-owned. Hear JJ every Tuesday at 1:30 on The Bill Michaels Show and on demand at BillMichaelsSports.com.
My goodness, Jeffress slams the door.
That was some scary stuff. That was scary stuff. He slammed the door, but that was scary stuff last night. Big time. We only got about a minute before we have to get out of here, and we've got John has been on hold for a long time in Sun City, Arizona. Really quick, John, we got about a minute before we got to get out of here, but what's on your mind, pal?
Hey, Bill, great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention, sir, that on the NFL Network tonight, there's going to be a special 7 o'clock your time about Bart Starr. And also, I know, and on YouTube, if I can mention YouTube,
sure.
A person here put together, his name is Dave Volsky, I put together a Bart Starr Remembered, a video on Bart, and that's about 43 minutes long, right around there.
Awesome.
It's a great tribute to Bart. And I just had a chance to mention, I also like to mention, too, that I had a chance to meet Bart Starr twice at the Vince Lombardi Golf Classic. One time he signed my book, and a very, very gracious man. Another time when we were eating during lunchtime right near the clubhouse, we waved and said hi to Bart, and Bart came over and thanked us very much for being at supporting the Vince Lombardi Golf Classic.
Yeah.
And he's such a great man, I'll tell you. And he was my hero. I watched him. Play football, of course, as a young child, and he was my idol. Love Bart Starr, and I'm sad to see him go.
Yep, there's a lot of people. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for holding for such a long time, John. Listening to us in Sun City, Arizona. But go to the YouTube channels, look up Bart Starr. I'm sure you're going to find it there. And then, as he said, there's going to be a piece on the NFL Network coming up as well. But good Remembrance Day today. Good stuff. And we'll be back at it again tomorrow, talking some Brewers baseball. And I don't know who the hell we have on tomorrow. We got Adam McAlvey coming on tomorrow. We got Paul Emig tomorrow. We got all kinds of people tomorrow. But we'll be back. I know I'll be here. Bodie will be here. Time for us to get out of here for now, though. Have a going. Soup.
listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.